Tchaikovsky grappled with the issue of fate in an early symphonic poem and in his Fourth Symphony when he described it as a fatal force. But, as WRTI's Susan Lewis reports, in his Fifth Symphony, he suggests a way to be happy in the face of events beyond our control.
The idea of fate can be expressed with words such as destiny, providence, and fortune. And in music?
Most composers have orchestrated fate as a motif that's relentless, driven by a rhythmical pulse. It doesn't allow the listener to become comfortable.
Conductor Christian Macellaru.
Tchaikovsky portrays it in a very melodic way, but he still portrays it in a language that is dark.
In notes about his Fifth Symphony, Tchaikovsky writes of submission before fate, ideas you can hear in contrasting themes, says Macellaru.
The first theme in a minor key has this constant breathlessness, giving us all this darkness, this angriness about the fate that actually resolves into the acceptance of it.
Acceptance, says Macellaru, which is not a bad thing.
Accepting the fact that life goes on. It doesn't stop with every single little speed bump in the road. In the same way that fate continues to take its course. I think this is what Tchaikovsky is saying, the acceptance of it. That's the only way to find happiness or peace within fate.
The symphony premiered in 1888. In its early days, critics were divided, but as fate would have it, it became one of Tchaikovsky's most acclaimed works.
Everything you hear on WRTI is made possible by members. Please join today.